God. Isn't it marvellous, Mrs. Tribbley? Typical tight-fisted Radio 1. Oh, we can't afford a jingle for you. You'll have to change your name to Simon Bates News Is. Oh, and change the name of the programme to The Birthday File while you're at it. Well, they can bloody well...
To save Radio 1's money, management insist I change my name by default to Simon Bates. It is the second time this year.
I still haven't got used to my last name. That was ridiculous. What a load of...
When I arrived at Radio 1, I noticed all the other disc jockeys had personalised number plates. Bruno 1 on Mr. Brooks's Porsche made me so sick with jealousy that I changed my name to fit the number plate on my stylish gold-sprayed invalid car. For months, I was known as Mr. KGN 440P.
44OP just does not. Oh! Look at this in the paper, Mrs. Tribbley. It says, psychic gay couple will tell your fortune. No appointment necessary. Just bring along £50, a cucumber, a can of cream rice, and a recent pair of unwashed underpants. Ooh! Oh, I think I'll try that. Ooh! There's no one out there.
Listen, you cow.
Hello? There's somebody outside. No, I can hear.
I didn't expect a tent. Hello, is anyone in there?
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
See, I told you. Yes, darling, come in.
That's right, just squeeze in through our flat.
All right. No, don't tempt fate. That's how you got drummed out of the YMCA, you cow.
All right, enough of that, customer. That's enough.
Sorry. Oh, look, I've come to have my future read, isn't it?
All right, dear. There's one thing we'd like to make clear at the outset. As official members of the Amalgamated Society of Gay Psychics... We promise...
Absolutely promise...
Hand on heart...
On heart that we will not put the willies up you.
Oh, no. We won't.
I'm relieved. Quick as a flash, I hand over the cucumber and the can of creamed rice.
But why the rice and the cucumber?
Well, they're not strictly part fortune-telling, but we've got obvious too, you know what I mean?
All right, customer, please.
Sorry. Let's have a decorate your undercrackers, darling. Come on.
Well, here you are. It's slightly embarrassing for me. I mean, what do you do with them?
Are you going to tell him all... Everything is written
in the gusset.
Really?
Oh, look at those skid marks. Look at the skid marks. He's either had a very full life or... Did you have a curry last night?
That's remarkable. How could you have known I had a curry?
I said before, the underpants never lie. You are on the cusp of Uranus.
Really?
Oh, and look, he's got a rare psychic power, which only we can help you fulfil.
Oh, tell me, what is it?
You have the ability to travel in time and space. It says so there on the air tech.
On the skid mark, that's right.
All you have to do to move through time and space continuum is to blow a raspberry.
Yeah,
that's
raspberry?
All you have to do, but be careful.
Yeah, you can't control your movements, you can't.
Well, looking at the state of these underpants, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Oh, so I just blow a raspberry and I can find myself anywhere, anytime in the world.
Don't be hasty.
I must try
don't
it.
Be careful.
Don't
be hasty.
I must try it.
Don't be hasty. Oh my God, I'm heading for the ground at 300 miles an hour.
Unfortunately for me, my first space-time travel, courtesy of Raspberry Power, is not an unqualified success. And I find myself sitting in the cockpit of DC-10, out of control, and only a minute from ground zero impact.
Control tower, come in!
Control tower to flight of death, what is your present height and position?
Present height and position? Well, I'm about 6'1". I'm sitting at the front of the plane, over.
Control tower to flight of death, would you mind panicking a bit more? When we dig out the black box from the wreckage, we like to hear screaming cowardice, praying to God, and a complete loss of dignity. It doesn't make any difference to you, you'll be dead, but it makes for great after-dinner entertainment for our family.
Okay, then panic. Oh, God, help!
I cry out in panic. Fortunately, I learnt to speak fluent panic after an incident with a barracuda.
There's only one thing to do! Another raspberry! Good grief, where am I now? I'm standing in front of a big band.
Cracker, never mind about that. You're our lead singer. Take the loudhailer, you're on.
All right, then.
The year is 1932. Why I'm here, I haven't got a clue, but I'll croon.
The miracle of raspberry propulsion has catapulted me into the 1930s, where I find myself fronting the Oswald Mosley Black Shirt Stompers. Unfortunately, something is amiss. Suddenly, the music stops.
Oi, be ain't be doing here in Forest Dean, my dad? What be ain't be are? I don't know.
And I break seamlessly into a Dennis Potter play.
In the Forest Dean, I said.
It is called Inversion, and is not very popular with the TV critic of the Sunday Times, who said, and I quote.
Okay, right. Well, this week we'll have a couple of kidneys, then, shall we?
Kidneys.
How about liver? All right, we'll have some liver. Plenty of vegetables.
Vegetables!
It is the present, and I find myself sitting in an office. At first, I think somebody is making a shopping list, but then I realise that I'm in the production office of That's Life. The liver and kidneys referred to are this week's star organ transplant, and as for the vegetables...
We want lots of vegetables. Make sure they're there on time.
They are this week's audience. As J.S. Bach put it in his Esther Passion...
Although it's Easter Sunday... A very special time. It's always Esther Sunday. On Sundays at 9:30, Saint Esther works with cripples, the sick and the abuse. And then she says tits, bums, and farts to keep us all amused.
I find myself seated in the front row of the studio audience of That's Life, looking at a woman who seems to have inherited a Janet Street Porter's upper dentures and the lower set from Shergar, surrounded by four feckless, catamitical, sycophantic neophytes who appear to have lost the will to live, unless you know different.
Thank you. This week, Adrian has seen a very amusing piece in the newspaper.
That's right, Esther. It says, have a fart in bollocks.
And what should it have read, Adrian?
It should have read, have a holiday in Blackpool.
How do you know that, Adrian?
Well, because you told me to place the wrong ad on purpose because you said we were short of material this week.
Oh, tits, bum, willy fart, bottom winkle, sexy toilet titties, liver transplant. Boo!
You may notice that on That's Life, viewers are whisked from the heights of comedy to the depths of tragedy and back again, oscillating at a frequency fast enough to give most viewers the emotional bends. To demonstrate this, if That's Life were an everyday conversation, this is how it would sound.
I'll see you bed your hair done, it suits you.
Oh, thanks.
It matches your dress, I've got a brain tumour.
I paid 70p for 5 Brussels sprouts last week, it's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, carrots are up in price as well. Mum and Dad were killed in a road accident this morning.
Yeah, vegetables are expensive, it's the time of year I'm going blind, you know. Meat is pricey too, so I eat fish these days. Doctor says it's leukaemia.
Cup of tea?
Yes, please.
Alright.
Or, as Mr. J.S. Bach put it in his Esther Passion...
Some people have no kidneys. Some people have no eyes. And others have no kneecaps, no calves, nor shins, nor thighs. It's not a disadvantage on Esther Ransom's show. The mornings you have missing, the higher her ratings go.
Say
hello, Esther.
He says hello, Esther. Now, now say hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
I love it. What? He said I'm wonderful.
This week's star physically challenged person, lucky enough to be granted an audience with St. Esther, is not so much a person as a single eye floating in a jar of formaldehyde attached to a synthetic voice box. He's the resident physically challenged person for the entire series because whichever limb or organ Esther talks about, he's got it missing.
So anyway, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. He said he's having a lovely time. No, all right then, thank you. Give him a big hand, although unfortunately he hasn't got a big arm for it to go on. So, yes, all right, take him away, he's getting overexcited. All right, take him away, that's it, take him away. Now, this week I went out onto the streets to film working class people with missing teeth who won't necessarily ask for an appearance fee. Excuse me, Esther Ransom, That's Life.
Good blimey, Esther Ransom, you do good for the kids and the old people and the crippled. God bless you, Esther. God bless you.
Thank you. Now, sir, have a slice of this pie, would you, and tell me what you think it is.
All right, Esther, is it mince pie?
No, it's snot bogey from broken glass pie.
Good blimey, Esther. Oh, blimey, look at the blood coming from me gums. That'll be the glass. Thank you. May I say, as an humble representative of the working class, may I say thank you for treating us with the dignity that befits our status, Esther.
You're welcome. And especially for you, sir, unless you know different, back in the studio, a Chaz and Dave.
Oh, I like them. They're one of us.
Our name is Chaz and Dave. Yeah, we're all the rage. With social group F and a tone deaf. We always sing in third, cause we're a music altered. We sound like we're goggled with glass, and we appeal to the working class. You lot. We won't stop singing. We want to milk all the cash. We are professional cockneys.
jellied eels and pie and mash.
White missus.
Hello, darling. But if you tried to track us down in Allgate, you'd have about as much chance of finding Terry Waite. Cos we got mansions in Hampstead and a country estate to get a bloody long way from. The lump and proletariat shit.
Toss, dross, bollocks, rubbish, concrete, junk, crud, naff, rank, dung,
puke. So go join in and clap to this condescending crap. You think we're just like you? Not true. Because it's all just an act.
Why, hello, darling.
And we despise you, in fact. Because you're just punters, to be frank. And we're laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah. Thick working classes. Why don't you sing along?
Nelly D, Pearly Queen.
Know what I mean to this moronic cat opportunist cockney song? Because I'm a Londoner. Suppose you think that we was born within the sound of Bow Bells.
But I was born in Harrow.
Me in Tunbridge Wells. And now we're gonna piss off to the Seychelles for tax reasons. And cause we don't like you plebs.
Shit, trash, rubbish, junk, crap, dross, garbage, wank, shit, trash, rubbish, junk, crap, dross, garbage, wank, filth, patronising crap.
Oh no, I can't stand any more of this. I'm getting out of this studio. Raspberry power. Raspberry.
Miraculously, raspberry power transports me back to my luxury York penthouse flat.
Oh, and that really is interesting. He's forked a black bishop.
Forked a black bishop? I don't understand this at all.
Later, since Mrs. Tribbley is away for the weekend, I decided to spend the evening watching a porn movie. Unfortunately, the owner of my local video rental store misunderstands the specialist nature of my requirements and gives me a 3-hour tape of chess players.
I tell you what, this isn't right. These are chess men. He's given me a porn video. Spelled P-A-W-N, not P-O-R-N, as I requested. Although perhaps that joke would work better on paper than on radio. Who's that? Oh, it's Mr. Dreyfuss.
Dr. Dreyfuss, a Varsiesen bar.
Sorry, Dr. Dreyfuss. Sorry, do come in. I'm watching a video.
Video schmidios of what you're watching
is... Nigel Short has just had his opening completely blocked by Kasparov.
Blocked?
My neighbour, Dr. Dreyfuss, is Britain's only one-fingered gynaecologist. I explained the plot of the film to him.
Yeah. And over there, look, you can see a Russian grandmaster mating with two black bishops and a queen.
So what's new? This flat is perversion city, such a place this is.
I don't understand. I'll switch this crap off. Do you still play chess with your wife, Dr. Dreyfuss?
Do we still play chess? Do we still play chess? Do we still play chess?
Do you still play chess?
No.
Why not?
So put yourself in my position. Be a mensch. No. Tell me, would you play chess with someone doesn't know the rules? Swaps the pieces around when you're not looking? Knocks over their board even when they're losing?
Oh, certainly not.
No. So neither will Mrs. Dreyfuss. That is why we don't play no more. Don't give me none of these bishop prick porn.
Ah, I see. Hey, what's that parcel you got under your arm, Dr. Dreyfuss?
Yes. So wait already, I show you. It's a new selection from the Book of the Month Club.
Oh, really? What's it called, that, eh?
Hey, the schmucks!
What?
They've sent me teach yourself surgery, and me a qualified medical man already so soon that he's being. This, I tell you, sent back, return to sender.
Oh, why on earth are you ripping out the last 20 pages?
I'm not such a klutz, am I? Out of force of habit, I was removing its appendix already.
Removing its appendix, thank you.
Ask me what sort of day I've had.
Oh, all right. What sort of day have you had, Dr. Dreyfuss?
What sort of day?
Don't ask my wife. Every Wednesday she expects me to bring her a big bunch of flowers home.
Huh?
Cholips, chrysanthemums,
mamams.
Everything she wants. So today I get home, I hear her inside. She's talking to her sister Rachel. So I eavesdrop on them through the letterbox.
Oh, you spent too much time doing things through that letterbox of yours, Dr. Dreyfuss. You shouldn't bring your work home with you. You really shouldn't.
No, so maybe. So Rachel says to my wife, Becky.
Yeah.
Every time I come here, you always have beautiful flowers. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll come.
Yeah.
So my wife says proudly, yes, my husband, he buys me a big bunch every Wednesday.
Wednesdays, yes.
My God, says her sister Rachel, such a sodic he is.
Oh.
What does he make you do for them?
Oh.
My wife says, do for them? I tell you what I have to do for them.
For them?
I have to spend most of my life flat on my back. With my legs in the air already, what? That's what?
Oh, dear.
Why, says her sister Rachel, ain't you got no vase?
Oh, women, eh? Bless their fluffy little heads, eh?
Don't give me with the head fluffy.
Huh?
You want me wawa go?
Yes. A change is as good as a rest. Strike me, by the miracle of raspberry power, I find myself in the...
By the miracle of raspberry power, I find myself in the lavatory of my luxury York penthouse flat tapping. And notice a gentle rhythmic tapping emanating from beneath the seat of my Sankey Shelton.
It's coming from underneath the Sankey. Oh, it's bizarre. I wonder who could be in my cars here. I wonder if it's the ever-popular singing group Take Six, seeking refuge in my U-bend. I shall lift the lid.
Hey man, in the fire.
Make the King Singers sound like the King Singers.
Right on, man. Yeah, man. Okay.
Well, what's it going to be today, then, eh? Is it going to be chamber music or Handel's water music? Or perhaps a piece of shite?
Piece of shite, man.
He's a German composer. Anyway, I do beg your pardon. I had a surfeit at Lampreys from down the co-op. Anyway, what's it going to be this week, boys?
Glad you asked. It's called a quiet place.
Heavens.
Quiet place.
Thing this place is quiet after I've had a night out on the curry.
Whee!
Not so much a case of the bottom falling out of your world, more the world falling out of your bottom.
I don't understand.
Don't worry. English lavatorial humour. Okay, can I count you in then?
Yeah! Sure, man.
Here we go.
Three, four.
Say, I'm stunned. That was pure, perfect, undiluted, sanctimonious, religious crap.
Down the bog with all of you.
Down the bog.
Pass me the phone, wah-wah machine.
Wah-wah.
It's no use going wah-wah. I've not finished with Ranson.
Wah-wah.
I'm going to phone Television Centre. There's no stopping me. No!
Television, good morning.
Hello, can I speak to Teeth, please?
Who?
Teeth.
Afternoon, that's live.
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, hello, sorry. Is Adrian Mills there, please?
He's calling.
My name is Colton.
Hello?
Oh, hello, is that Mr. Mills?
Speaking.
Oh, hello, my name is Mr. Colton.
Yeah?
Do you... can I say... I'm sorry to take... I know you're probably very busy at the moment, because you're heading towards a show, aren't you? Yeah,
that's right.
So I don't want to waste your valuable time. Can I congratulate you on an excellent programme?
You're very kind.
It's very entertaining. I watch it every week with my wife.
Thank you.
I think you're the best on it as well.
Oh, my goodness. Flattery gets you everywhere.
I don't like that bald chap.
New chap, Howard.
Yeah, he looks like a photo fit picture that's not been made up.
I'll tell him.
No, don't. How do you come up with all the jokes every week? I don't know how you do it.
10,000 letters a week, I think it boils down to, yeah.
Oh, you don't have professional script writers?
Well, Esther does all the scripting.
Oh, it really was done by a pro then.
We research and present it to her and she types it in her own inimitable fashion.
Well, yes, you couldn't imitate that stuff, could you? I had a bit of a brain operation, Gavin, but that's life.
Yeah.
And I'm in show business too. I do the, hospital radio thing. I do a show on it every Wednesday. I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I play the bass trombone.
Right.
It's the bass trombone. And I saw you do the thing with the trombone, the woman, the man who played quickly with his feet.
Yeah.
Well, I can beat it.
You reckon?
I'm absolutely certain I can do it. I mean, I've got a dog that runs through the wheels of the chair as I do the thing, so I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear?
If you want to, yes.
Right. You ask me for a request.
Oh, my. Well, how about since we've been using the sailor's hornpipe, can you do that?
Right. Would you like me to do the sailor's hornpipe in 4 seconds?
If you can do it in 4, I don't believe it.
Here we go.
That sounded rather impressive.
Is that all right?
That sounded amazing.
Do you think you can have me on?
Hang on. Let's make a note of this. What's your name again?
Jeremy Colton.
Right.
Because it's nice to see, you yash your eye fits, all that stuff. Nobody ever takes music as it with fun, do they, these days?
Absolutely.
There's not. You'd never get him sort of playing quickly. He'd have played all that stuff. You pay £40 a ticket for him.
That's right.
That's what I like about this life. I mean, you get fun.
Absolutely. Right, and you reckon that was 4 seconds? I'm very impressed there.
Well, yeah, I can do faster than that. I can do faster than that. I can do that in 3.
Never.
All right, you want me to do it in 3?
Hang on. I'm going to set my watch on this.
All right, then.
Right.
In 3 for That's Life and for Esther and everyone there, here we go. Could you introduce me like it's on the telly?
And introducing Jeremy, who's going to play this in 3 seconds. Hello?
Hello! I'm a doctor! I'm a nervous!
I don't know
what to do about this. I really don't know. Help!
Hello?
I've had a nervous! Help!
Oh, God, he's had a hemorrhage.
Shout hello, try and get some help.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm not very well! Hello?
Yeah?
I've fallen out of the wheelchair.
You've fallen out of the wheelchair?
Yeah. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Hello?
He's gone.
Yeah? Oh,
sure,
you're still making funny noises.
I think I'm going to kick the bucket. Still, that's life, eh? That's life.
Feeling exhausted and esterient after my telephonic Stanislavskian portrayal of a trombone-playing cerebral thrombotic victim, a part I've not played since I was a 10-year-old in a Ralph Reader gang show, I decided to grab a takeaway. Ordinarily, I would pop down to my local French bistro, but they always have the same thing, mussels and crabs, and frankly, a waitress like that should be sacked. Instead, I visit my local Chinese takeaway run by a certain Mr. Lao Tzu. Hello, Mr. Lao Tzu, are you serving whelks today?
Oh, sorry, anybody today or not?
You're serving anybody today, I don't understand, but I do feel I'm the victim of your inscrutable Eastern pantheon. Mr. Lao Tzu's mythical oriental philosophical stance is legendary around these parts. From dulces all the way down to the co-op, they talk of his inscrutable Eastern pantheistic dialectic and his lychees and heavy syrup.
Too deep for me. Anyway, and I'll have, lychees and biscuits.
Or cheddar.
Edam or cheddar? I don't understand. Oh, lychees and biscuits.
I'll tell you a funny thing, you're not.
Tell me a funny thing. What's that, Mr. Lao Tzu?
Oh, every time you put off a foil of yoghurt, you're not.
Every time you peel off the foil lid of a pot of yoghurt, yes.
No matter how carefully you open it, yes.
Yoghurt spots on your face and your
shirt. Yoghurt always spurts over your face and shirt. How true, Mr. Lao Tzu?
I'll tell you something else, you're not.
Tell me something else, yes.
You're in the room, the empty room for 3 hours, no one comes in.
You're all alone in an empty room for 3 hours and no one comes in, yes.
Oh, you decide safe to drop your gut, you know.
So you decide it's safe to drop your guts, we say pass wind here, yes.
Oh, yeah, drop your gut and exactly the point you're doing, someone comes in from the door, you know.
And exactly at the point that you do, someone comes
comes in through the door.
I lost sight of Pontefract, of course.
And looks at you as if you're Pontefract and goes out again. That's absolutely right, Mr. Louts. It's absolutely true.
The door, you drop your gut, and you're not Pontefract.
Yeah, when you drop your guts, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Drop your gut, you know.
Yes, indeed. Don't go making a song and dance about it, Mr. Louts.
Oh, but I want to make a song.
Oh, you want to make a song and dance about it? Well, fortunately, I have with me a pair of tap shoes and the Northern Dance Orchestra. So take it away, Mr. Louts.
One, two, three, four. Your pay for it.
Well, while we're waiting for this racial stereotype to finish his stint with the Northern Dance Orchestra, there's just time to say that that was Victor Lewis Smith. Written by Paul Sparks and Victor Lewis Smith. Mr. Lewis Smith did the voices and the music. Miss Branson's wardrobe was by B&Q, and her hairstyle was done by the council. Program was produced by twiddling a few knobs, like this one. This is a good one. It puts me into a cathedral. Hello, hello, testing 1, 2. And this one, this operates the phones. That's a useful one. I think this one does the jingles.
Oh dear, no, I've broken Radio 1. Oh no, there's all grease and slime coming out of the side. Oh no, I'm going to get told off. Oh no, that's not grease and slime. Hello, Simon.